I'm glad to be here. I've enjoyed it tremendously. God has blessed me. I don't know about you now. Sometimes I get a little bit excited. And I've been doing that for a long time, so you ain't going to stop me now. Amen. I heard about that preacher and his deacon and his layman went deer hunting, didn't you? They got together, went deer hunting, got out in the woods, and on top of the hill come a deer, and they all three shot it one time. That deer fell down. Preacher says, I think I got him. Deacon says, no, I think I got him. Layman says, I know I got him. So here come the game warden. And they call, they say, sir, would you go up there and check and see who shot this deer? Says, I sure will. So he went up there, stayed up there a little while, come running back and says, I know exactly who shot that deer. Says, who was? It's a preacher. Went in one ear and out the other. Psalms 23 and Psalm 63. I'll be going there for just a little while. Now, I can't see like I used to. I guess old age brings that on, but I'm glad that one day I'll have new eyes. One day I'll have new legs. One day I'll have new arms. One day after a while I'll be able to run again. Amen. I have run a lot of times. The Bible says the Lord is my shepherd. I may not want. I might not want. But I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Well, I'm glad that He does that. I have no righteousness in myself. He's all the righteousness. And so if you think you're so holy, you've got it all, then you better be saved. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me, thank God. Thy rod and thy staff comforts me. He prepareth a table before me. I missed that one, I think. In the presence of my enemy. And anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One of the greatest chapters in the Bible, I suppose. Probably read and preached at funerals more than any other portion of Scripture that there is. I'd like to preach for just a little while. And I'll not preach long, I don't think. My wife told me when I come up here, says, K-I-S-S. That don't mean what you think it means. That means keep it short, stupid. Amen. I'd like to preach. My cup runneth over. I'm drinking from my saucer because the cup runneth over. I like to take a drink from God's Word every once in a while. He said, the Bible says, He is my shepherd. He said, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Listen, we can do that every day through the Word of God. I mean, if we read and study the Word of God, we walk through the Word of God, I want you to know, my friend, we're lay down in green pastures. And I'm glad that every once in a while He really lets me lay down in green pastures. I'm glad that God is what God says He was. He restoreth my soul. When I need something from God, He gives it to me and restores my soul. Amen. And sometimes I mess up. Don't you all look at me so holy. You do too. Amen. But I thank God that He'll bring us back. And then just some now. Here we find David walking with God. We go in Psalm 63. He says, O God, Thou art my God. My soul thirsteth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land, to see Thy power of the nine glory as I have in the sanctuary. Won't you know David was walking with God in Psalm 23, but Psalm 63, he was running. He was out in the wilderness with God. And let me say, there's a wilderness for every Christian. If you haven't went through the wilderness yet, you will be. And I mean, we experience a wilderness pretty soon after we get saved. And it's expedient that we go through the wilderness. David had to go through the wilderness. And I'm glad that I've had to go through the wilderness. You've had to go through the wilderness. Let me say, David walked with God, and I'm glad that we can walk with God. Let me tell you why I like to walk with God. I owe it to Him because He saved me. I like to walk with God because I've got a divine salvation. Can I say that again? I like to walk with God because I've got a divine salvation. I'm glad that, glory to God, one day He convicted me. I was listening at a preacher preach the Word of God on television on one of them wild weekends way back yonder, and he began to preach on heaven, and then he preached on hell, and preached on both of them together. And he told me where I was going to go if I didn't get saved. And that conviction buried my soul, and I couldn't get away from it. I want you to know I thought I was going to die for the next 2 weeks. But that little preacher came and knocked on my door that Saturday afternoon after about 2 weeks of misery, and he began to tell me about Jesus, and the tears began to run down his face. I said, that's exactly what I'm looking for. That's what I want. I invited him in, and we knelt at old black couch in my living room. I'll never forget it. Nailed down a lost sinner and came up a saved sinner. Glory to God, I've got something to shout about. I want you to know I got under conviction. He convicted my soul. Not only that, but let me say, He converted me. I'm glad I've been converted, changed. Amen. I'm glad, glory to God, I've been touched by the glory, by the hand of God. I've been touched by God a long time, about a little over 40 years ago. Now I want you to know I ain't never got over it.
Amen.
And you educated folks that haven't got over it either. It's getting better all the time. Ain't it, brother?
Amen.
Glory to God. 72 years old and my wife have been going up and me and my wife has been going up and down the road for a little over 40 years. Haven't regretted a mile that I've traveled.
Amen.
Not only did He convict me, convert me, He changed me. Amen, Brother Ledbetter. He changed me. I've been changed. You ought to have seen me back yonder. I've been changed. He changed my attitude. You all didn't hear me. I said He changed my attitude. He changed my attitude. I got over some things, glory to God. He turned me around. He changed my attitude. Not only did He change my attitude, He changed my actions. I didn't go the places I used to go. Didn't want to do what the devil wanted me to do after he converted me. After I got changed. Not only that, he not only changed my attitude, my action, glory to God, He changed everything about me. I'm glad I've been changed. I'm glad, glory to God, He changed me. If you all say amen, I get through in 20 minutes. Not 2 hours. Devil's mad at me. Excuse me. Now I can hear myself. I think I'll take it back off. Amen. I'm glad I've been changed more than anything else. Now I'm not as fast as I used to be. Used to have. I done had the message preached. Amen. But I want you to, I want to go back for just a few minutes. He not only changed my attitude, and he changed my affection. I said he changed my affection. Glory to God, he changed my love. I had love for the world, but when it changed me, I want you to know I had love for the church and the love for the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, I couldn't wait. I got saved on Saturday evening, and I couldn't wait till Sunday morning to go to the house of God. And let me tell you, that's not changed. God put something in my soul, Brother Joe, that I've never got over wanting to go to the house of God. Glory to God, I still like to go to the house of God. I wish I could run. I just have a running fit around the building. I want you to know He changed me. Something happened to me that Saturday afternoon had never happened to me before. And I want you to know I walked into that church house that Sunday morning. It was different. I couldn't wait to stand up and testify that God saved me last night. And by the way, it wasn't a Baptist. It's a Nazarene. Some of them were Nazarenes. They had one come in. That was me. Amen. I stayed with them 4 years and I got tired of getting lost. So I went to the Baptist. I don't have to get lost anymore. Glory to God, I've got security in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. I'm glad that I found out that, glory to God, I wouldn't have to be lost every day. They said if you sinned or even thought about sin, you're lost. I wish I could have got totally sanctified. And I've seen some Baptists I wish could too. Amen. But I'm glad, glory to God, that I know that God saved me forever. Thank God. Not only that, but let me say, not only changed my attitude, my affection, my action, but it changed my place to go. I'm glad of that. I got a divine salvation. I've got a divine sex. Sometimes my tongue gets hung up. I've got a satisfier. I've got a divine of satisfaction. Amen. Get it out in a minute. Amen. Now, if you all just be with me, you all help me. I can preach a little better. You holler every once in a while. I might holler every once in a while too. But I'm satisfied. He gave me a divine satisfaction. I'd never had that before. And I thank God when He saved me, He gave me that satisfaction. He satisfied my soul. Oh, they told me, said it wasn't going to last for 6 months. Said it won't last with you. But I'm glad, glory to God, it's been a little over 40 years and it's still lasting. I think I'll just sit down a while. That'd be all right. Every once in a while, I get tired and have to sit down at home. So, I have to sit down if I'm working sometime. Of course, don't do much work anymore. I've got my living made. I draw Social Security. Woo! I thought when I get on Social Security, boy, I don't have to do nothing. But they didn't give me enough to buy biscuit and gravy. And I love biscuit and gravy. Yeah. Billy Kelly used to say, when I die, I want to drown in a bowl of gravy. Thank God, I want you to know God has give us places to go like He never has before. Sometimes I don't feel like going. Sometimes I don't even want to go, but I go anyhow. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I want you to know it's been wonderful the past 40, a little over 40 years ago since we started in the work for God. Didn't know much, still don't. You all pretty smart, but I don't know very much. But thank God I know Jesus.
Yeah.
I was preaching out in Texas one time. I said, boy, if I could hire somebody to run for me, I'd sure pay them. Two young preachers sat in the front row, got up and said, we'll run for you. Run out the building, around the building, come back. I offered them $2, but they wouldn't take it. They enjoyed it so much they tried it again. Amen. Want you to know it's a reality. Hallelujah. I've got a divine satisfaction. Now that's enough to shout about. I think I will just shout on that. I think I'll just shout the praises of God. Whoopee!
Yeah.
Whoopee! Whoopee! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise His name. I'm still satisfied. After 40 years, I'm still satisfied with what God's given me. And I ain't going to stop till it takes me home. Some folks tell you, you've got to say, you're pretty and pretty sick. Why don't you just wait? Let me die right. Just leave me alone. Let me die right. Boy, I'll tell you what, you're going to have to get another microphone when I get through with it. I should have took the other one, brother. No, they say, why don't you just quit before you die? I said, let me die like I want to. Can I just hold it?
You hold it.
Glory to God. I like to have a hold of something when I'm preaching anyway. Amen. I said, just let me die like I want to die. And I've always said I wanted to die preaching, singing, or shouting. So I'd probably be the way I die. Because I'm going to go as long as I can. As long as I can go, Brother Joe, I'm going to go. Thank God. I'm glad that glory to God. God gave me something in my heart that I couldn't get away from. I'm satisfied. Can I kick my leg one more time? I'm satisfied. Satisfied. Some of you don't look satisfied like I do. Glory to God, not only that, I better get back up here and act dignified. I'm saying, give me a divine satisfaction, divine salvation. But let me say something else, if I might. I'll not preach much longer. I've got about 7, 18 points, but I ain't going to preach all of them.
Thank you, brother.
It's a bass mic. Amen. Not only that, but I've got a divine safety. Woo! I got a divine safety. Thank God. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I've got somebody by my side every step that I take, every hill that I climb. I've got somebody beside of me. Thank God. I'll never leave you nor forsake me. He never will. Now, I'm glad He ain't. Or ain't going to. I'm enjoying myself where you are or not. Amen. Won't you? And I've got a divine safety. Thank God. He told me that He'd just go with me to the end of the world. Then I've got a divine supply. I said, I've got a divine supply. God has given me a divine supply. When I first started, we had the first revival meeting. I looked in my refrigerator. Had a half a gallon of milk and a piece of bologna. I says, glory to God, I ain't going to leave the Antichrist nothing. Went to the revival that night. Somebody says, let me have your keys to the van. Well, I like for people to say that. And they took them, and I didn't know what they were going to do. But after the service, we came back to the van, and the whole van. And we had groceries from one end to the other. Sack here and a sack there and a sack over there and a sack here. God supplies my needs. Sometimes He scares me to death. Sometimes He scares me to death, especially my wife. She gets scared. When the refrigerator starts getting empty, she gets scared. Glory to God, I know that God's got something coming. When things get a little hard, I know that God's got something coming special. I know God has given me something special a lot of times down the road. I don't have to worry about tomorrow because I know who holds me. Thank God, I want you to know I've got something to shout about. I'll say that 4 or 5 times. Boy, years ago, I got broke in down in North Carolina, down around High Point area. Years ago, got a Dr. Paul Black. You might remember him, brother. He got me down in
North Carolina this Jubilee on the 4th of July. And on that 4th of July morning, they started shouting. Billy Kelly was there that day. Folks started shouting, started running. Brother Mickle, you remember him? He started running around the tent and he dropped his glasses. Somebody said, "Brother Mickle, you dropped your glasses." He said, "I'll get them on the next round." Had one guy get so carried away with the spirit, he went out and climbed up the tree. And after he got up the tree, the spirit left him, had to get a ladder to get him down. So if you shout, I've seen them walk pews. We've been in some meetings in North Carolina where they walked all the way back to the pews and all the way back to the front. So have you ever tried it? No, I'd kill my fool self. No, you better not try it without the spirits on you, amen. Now it says, you don't. Is that real? It would be if I done it. But I'm glad, glory to God, I got divine safely. Glory to God, down that road, I better have my son and my grandson driving. I better have divine safety. Amen. I'm glad, glory to God, God not only give me a divine salvation, a divine satisfaction, a divine safety, and divine supply, and a divine strength. God has given me a divine strength. I've been where I couldn't hardly go. Didn't think. The doctor said I wasn't going to make it. But they don't know everything. And if doctors see me the way I act sometimes now, they'd have a heart attack. Not only let me, God has been so good to me. And I mean that sincerely. And I had a lot more I was going to say, but I ain't going to say it now. I've got a divine, splendid home that I'm going to go to. Blessed be the God, the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has begotten me again unto a lively hope. Unto a place incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away. And He says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I want you to know I will come again and receive you unto myself. I've had a lot of pleasure in this world, just being a preacher and letting God letting us sing. I've had a lot of pleasure. I had the pleasure of being with Brother Roloff 2 weeks before he got killed. And I'll never forget what he said. He looked at me and says, "When I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God for one thing. Says to give me her like Brother Ledbetter." He's got it now. Amen. I've had the pleasure of having an open door to Dr. Seitler's Tabernacle Baptist Church. Any time that we was in that area, he told me to call him and come on in. I had that pleasure. And very few people had that pleasure at Dr. Seitler's. But he let us have that pleasure. Our first time we went there, they started shouting. Sunshine run out the building, went and got him a hamburger and come back shouting. Then there was Pop Burns started dancing. Now, some of you would do that. Pop Burns started dancing around. When we was up, come up, danced up them steps around us, come up and danced around us. Mom Burns was shouting, and I've been in the services where they would both start shouting, and I didn't ever think they was going to stop. They shouted for the glory of God. And I'm glad that I had the pleasure. We've had the pleasure of working a lot with Brother Billy Kelly. We've had a pleasure. I guess you'd call it pleasure. But I do. I count it a pleasure that we had an opportunity to work with Billy Kelly. And God's given me an opportunity for the past 40 years to come to churches like this. I don't get to preach in a lot of them. I really appreciate you letting me preach, brother. I know I'm draggy. I know that sometimes I just can't get the words out, but I'm going to try preaching until God calls me home. Amen. Devil says you ought to quit. Devil tells me every morning he's going to kill me. See, I had a severe heart attack. I've got a blood clot in my heart right now. Devil tells me every morning he's going to kill me. I said, "Devil, you better get away from me. I'll sick my big brother on you. And he can whoop him. Amen. My dad used to whoop. He didn't whip. We had a peach tree in the backyard, and it didn't bloom till all the boys left home. And let me say, he cut the blood. You hear what I'm saying? He cut the blood. And if I'd have called the welfare, both of us have been buried in the yard. He wasn't saved till he was dying, but he sure had this one. I mean, he believed in making you mine. And if he said something, I better mind. I mean, he would knock you down if you turned it around and start sassing him. But that's all right. Didn't bother me a bit. I'm glad that he did that. I'm glad I had a daddy that cared for me. I'm glad I had a mama that loved me, used to walk me to church. Glory to God. I can remember some of those churches. My mom had a white hanky, and she'd start shouting around that church, walk all the way around that church. And I wasn't even saved at that time, and it didn't embarrass me a bit.
Amen.
And still don't embarrass me. See, I get mine by in the right way. It comes from Mom. Amen. Jesus is the one, does it? And I'm glad, glory to God, I've got a better place to go than it is down here. And I thank God for what He's done for me. Okay, preacher, I'm done now. I'm not done, but I'm going to quit before some of you get sick.